that we have gone from having Susan Sheehan with us to Keith Hayes immediately taking her seat. Keith, I believe, is with the Brockton Junior Boxers. He's a man of many titles, but we'll just stick with that particular one right now. We won't make you do any sports flashes or anything, but... first and foremost, talk to us a little bit about the Brockton Junior Boxers.
Well, the Brockton Junior Boxers are a Pop Warner football organization. They've been in Brockton since 2005. At this time, we are now made up of 8 squads. Last year, we did add the Flag League flag squads to our organization. Yeah. Flag squad makes up 5 and 6-year-old kids, strictly no contact. They wear a belt with a flag. They're getting instruction, you know, pretty much at that level. There's no refs. It's pretty much parent volunteers. And then our other squads are the Unlimited, the B, the C. We have 2 D squads and 2 E squads. We've been real close to getting to Florida. And one of the things that we really need to
really
do.
Really close
to getting to Florida. I believe last year, Coach Darrow was 1 game away from getting ready to go to Florida. And it's scary because, you know, it's a nonprofit organization. A lot of our stuff that we do comes from donations. And, you know, we see it all the time. Like Mattapan Patriots and I forget another team. They ended up going to Florida, and at the last minute, they're in the Herald, and they're looking for people to get them down there. I know Dunkin' Donuts stepped up and paid for all their plane tickets and things like that. But, you know, it's a tough business. And at the end of the day, like I said, it is a business. And to hook up with what we've got going on with a former New England Patriot player, I think this is big, and it's a good look for us. And, you know, we've got a lot of things coming. We've got some big news on the way that I really can't talk about, but I can tell you right now it's going to be huge when it does become available. And, you know, there's a lot of good things coming from the Brockton Junior Boxers.
And that's a great segue, because I believe we can welcome into the conversation Patrick Pass, who is on the phone line. Patrick, are you there?
Yes. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. Talk to us. You got an event coming up on July 23rd, 24th, and 25th, where we can see some skills, some drills, and you're going to be doing this for junior football.
Yeah, it's actually just a football camp, but I just hate using the word camp because I don't like the kids to get involved. I mean, to think that it's just another one of those things where they go in and pay top dollar money, and then they go and play flag football for the rest of the day. I like to use the word skills and drills because that's exactly what I'm focusing on. The kids going through a set of drills, all the drills that I did in New England for the last 7 years. And the second half of the clinic would be the skills part. So everything we did in the drills, then they take that and bring it to the skills part. So now it's more position-specific stuff that we do in the skills part.
If... Just a little bit talking about Patrick. This is Bob Hayes. I have to ask you, what age group does this segue through? It starts at 5 and 6-year-olds and goes up to 13, or is it all?
A little older, I believe.
No. It's the age is from 8 years old, or maybe 7, up into 17 or high school senior. So if you're a high school senior, you can't participate in this clinic.
So it goes right up through high school then?
Yeah.
Which could be K.
Yes. Well, the Brockton Junior Boxers themselves, the regular season when it starts in August, that starts at 5 and runs up until 14, 15 for cheerleaders. But his skills and drills is going to be starting at 8, and it runs to 17 plus high school seniors.
Talk to us about the skills and drills. What got you wanting to kind of give back to, you know, to the younger group that's coming up?
Well, I remember when I was, you know, in their shoes many years ago. I'm a little bit older now, I used to attend a lot of football camps and clinics, and I met a lot of athletes that I was a big fan of. And I can just remember, you know, those guys coming to my neighborhood and giving back the knowledge and the mindset of how, you know, what they was going through at the time. You know, to give back to us, and I took it as a step towards my goal or my career that I wanted to be, one, go to college and play college football, two, maybe one day play in the professional ranks. So I was always there in the front row listening to these guys when they came back and do their clinic. So I just took it for myself this year to do the same seen that those guys did when I was a kid. And I noticed that a lot of coaches here, or period, they have what it takes to become coaches, but I think it'll be more beneficial coming from a guy who's played in all three levels, high school, college, and pro, to give what these young kids need. So, I mean, it's fun. I love to go out there. I do personal training. I do one-on-one training with the kids in football, and it's just fun seeing the kids do exactly what you ask them to do, and in the process get better doing what you ask them to do. So it's one of those things I love giving back to the kids.
You know, it's funny. I was able to see this impact that a former player has on children firsthand. I had actually taken Patrick Pass down to Brockton High to meet with Mr. Colombo and a member of his staff about this upcoming event.
Sure.
And there was a young boy there who's looking to be running back. And when we were leaving the field, we introduced him to Patrick Pass. And while we were taking pictures with other people, this young boy was working out. He was going around the whole track. By the time this boy had come around, he had Googled on his smartphone about Patrick Pass, who he was, who he was married to. His mother came up and says, in that little bit of time, that was the impact that Patrick had made on his life. The very next day, this woman signed her kid up for the camp. The very next day, it was like instant. And that's what we want to bring to the city of Brockton. This is exactly what we want to do for the youth of the city, because they're not used to having this here. You know, they're so much used to the bad press of Brockton. And now we've got this positive press. And, you know, Mr. Pass has dropped the price down to $159 for 3 days.
For all children.
This is a fraction of what you're going to pay for a Wes Welker or a Gronkowski camp. Wes Welker, I think, was getting $1,800 for the week, and he wasn't even there for the full 5 hours. I think he came in, he did like an hour, and then he was gone. Patrick is talking about, he's talking about being there for the full 5 hours of the camp for the full 3 days. And it's going to mean a lot to these children.
What do you say to that comment, Patrick?
I mean, he's exactly right. You know, I just finished doing a football camp up in New Hampshire. Harold Shaw and myself, we did one up in New Hampshire this past weekend. And the parents were talking about the same thing, that, you know, they paid $300 or $400 to send their kids to one of these other guys' camps, and these guys show up for like 30 minutes out of the 4 days that they paid for, and it really put a bad taste in the parents' mouths. And I was just there to reassure them that, look, I don't believe in doing anything half-assed. If I'm going to be there all 3 days, if I tell you that, I'm going to be there. And Hal Shaw and myself were there all 3 days with these kids up in New Hampshire, and also had Vernon Crawford come up to talk to the kids and do some drill work with me as well. So we had not only myself, but we had other former Patriot players that came out to support the cause. And after the camp, the parents were happy. They were excited about, you know, us coming back for next year, and they, you know, reassured us that, hey, you guys did exactly what you said you was going to do. You stayed here the entire 3 days, you talked to the kids, and you gave all the kids one-on-one attention, and we love that, and we thank you for doing it. So that's exactly what we're trying to do, is not show up for just an hour, collect money, and leave, but we're trying to, you know, interact with the kids as much as we can and show face as much as we can throughout those 3 days that we're there.
I have to ask you, Patrick, is this something that you're going to see how successful this is this particular time, and this could be something that we see that you maybe we're talking about on an annual basis that you'll be holding this clinic?
Well, Keith and I already discussed it when we were discussing the first one. I mean, this upcoming camp, we want this to be an annual thing. We wanted to grow and grow and get bigger and bigger, because I think it's very important for these kids in Brockton or the Taunton area, Stoughton, all around the area to come and just to see what it's like for us to be around the kids without our helmets and shoulder pads, so they can learn a lot from us. But not only that, you know, just being around us and just picking our brains and asking us questions about how it was growing up in the neighborhood, or, you know, how it was playing in a professional range, because we love talking to the kids and try to get them on the right track.
You know, my vision on this one is that, you know, Brockton is a lower income city. One of the things
I suburban area.
Exactly. What I wanted to do.
Urban area, sorry.
Exactly. And what I wanted to do is, and I said, there's no reason why, when we see the success of this event, why we can't reach out to Brockton and South Shore businesses and see this impact and say, hey, look, here's the deal. We want to bring this back next year. Mm. But guess what? Everybody realizes that the 159, for some people, is tough. I think the more businesses who sign on and says, sponsor, hey, you know what? I'm going to sponsor three kids. Here's $500. Let's sponsor three kids for this program. For every kid that gets sponsored, now we can bring that price down a little bit more so other kids can enjoy this event that are able to pay. But I think when you have your businesses step up, there's no reason why we can't have this happen here on the South Shore. And as I said, this isn't just for Brockton kids. This event is for kids all over the South Shore. So
I have to ask you, Patrick, you know, being a former football player, is there any particular coach, whether it was in high school, college, or in the pros, that you feel that some of the stuff that you learned that you're going to be training these kids or teaching these kids from?
Well, everything that I'm teaching them from a football standpoint, it's pretty much everything I've learned from day one when I stepped on the field up until my pro days. But teaching these kids how to be young men is something that I learned from a guy that I grew up with, who took me in as a young guy, who I stayed with as, you know, when I was 10. I moved in with this guy when I was 10 years old. He was a coach in my league, and he was a white guy that took me in from the project. And he, because my dad wasn't there at all, so he took me in as his stepson, and he taught me how to become a young man at an early age, how to look a guy in his eyes while shaking his hand, and, you know, pretty much the difference between right and wrong and yes ma'am and no ma'am. He taught me all that. So those are the things I've learned when I was young that I want to teach these kids today. You know, just if you can stay away from the knuckleheads, good things will happen. You know, you don't have to be that class clown that everyone's looking for. You can make a difference. And that is light at the end of the tunnel. So that's what I want to try to give back to these kids, because someone gave it to me when I was young.
Patrick, do you have a website if folks want to find out more information, if they want to find out maybe, you know, how to sign up, how to make payments, or if you're going to have future events?
Well, I think Keith is Keith, what is the website you guys are using for?
They can actually go to the Brockton Junior Boxers website at www.brocktonjuniorboxers.org. They can go into the BJB merchandise section, and they can click the button, and they can pay right there, and they can download the form. And if you're a business and you're hearing this and you're saying, you know what, I think I want to step up and I want to help sponsor.
Well, it's a tax write-off.
Yep, fundraising.
It's a tax write-off.
At brocktonjuniorboxers.org. Keith Hayes, get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with Patrick, and, you know, that's how we can do this and get some kids sponsored.
Patrick, I will put this out there is, you know, if we see you, if you're going to be coming back next year or after this particular one on July 23rd, 24th, and 25th, would love to have you come back on, talk about the camps, and promote the camps so folks know that this is ongoing.
This and I hope that it can be an annual theme, because that's something that I want done in Brockton area.
Well, we want to thank you for giving back, and we'll definitely look forward to catching up with you somewhere down the road to talk about more events.
Well, I think it's time to, you know, for us to have some kind of good news that's going through the media besides all the bad stuff that's happening. So I think this would be a great event for the kids to come and just realize that, hey, there are some good people in the NFL who are retired. So, you know, hopefully this will be a good showing and, you know, like I said, be an annual thing.
There he is, Mr. Patrick Pass, a former New England Patriot, talking about the camp that they're going to be holding at Brockton High School, Marciano Stadium. Keith, if you want to give any further information?
No, just July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And hey, guess what, everybody? It's under the lights.
That's
under
right.
The lights, right in front of that giant Marciano Stadium statue. It's going to be a good time. And
cleats must be worn for this event.
Cleats must be worn, so you do have to have cleats for this event. But
don't be showing up with Jordans.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
Yes, exactly.
And price for the event?
$159 for all children across the board.
And it's $250. It would normally be, what, $250 for the day of the
event? For the day of the event.
So do it early.
Yes, you want to get on there early and, like I said, go to our website, and you can pay securely with PayPal. And if you have PayPal, guess what? You can do the bill me later option, and it breaks up the payments. So you can get in on this camp, and it can break up the payments for you.
It's a three-day camp from 4:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Please check it out. Once again, the website, Brockton Junior Boxers, Junior spelled out J-U-N-I-O-R, boxers.org. Keith, we want to thank you. Patrick, again, we thank you. And we will step aside when we come back. We're going to speak with Jeff from Brennan's Smoke Shop. Stay tuned.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.